Pacific FC 4 Atletico Ottawa 1. Pacific FC head coach James Merriman challenged his attackers to play with a smile in front of goal. They did more than that Saturday evening in the nation's capital. They let out a belly laugh, even a guffaw, in recording a 4-1 Canadian Premier League victory over Atletico Ottawa at TD Place Stadium. I told them, don't overthink it. Take even half chances, Merriman said. The players took the advice in full measure as island-based PFC moved to 2-1-1 in league. We executed everything we had been talking about this past week, said Merriman. It reversed the storyline of the season as the Tridents had created chances but did not finish well heading into Ottawa. We were tight and not playing with freedom and we were feeling a little bit of pressure to score goals, said Merriman. Then, suddenly, the goals came, in a torrent, and early, as homegrown Victoria Products Sean Young and Josh Hurd made it 2-0 before the game was 9 minutes old as PFC's pressure created turnovers deep in the Ottawa end. This was our breakout game, said Young, who is out of the Island Wave program. It's a perfect game to build off. Dutch import Eamon Seloof made it 3-0 before halftime on a graceful individual rush through the gobsmacked Ottawa defense. Pinching defender Amer Didik closed the scoring account at 69 minutes for the visitors off a corner kick from Seloof that looked to be curling in, regardless, over the head of Ottawa goalkeeper and Victoria product Sean Melvin. Seloof, despite his modest size, has been a revelation this season. He comes with credentials from a great soccer nation. During his time with his hometown Dutch club NEC, the 21-year-old saw it earn promotion to the professional top-tier Eredivisie. He also played on the second team of Eredivisie giant FC Utrecht. Seloof does not do it with speed or power but intelligence and technical ability, said Merriman. Former PFC player and defending league MVP Ollie Bassett brought the hosts to within 1 at 3-1 at 52 minutes. But that's as good as it got for winless Ottawa, owned by La Liga giant Atletico Madrid, as it fell to 0-2-2. The fans come out to support us, but before you know it, we are down 3-0 and chasing another game and gave ourselves a mountain to climb, said Bassett, a crafty quick former Northern Ireland under-19 international. For a team that had the most points in the regular season last year, having 2 points after 4 games is an unacceptable start. Bassett did acknowledge Ottawa has lost several of the key players from last season's team that made it to the North Star Shield Corporal Playoff Championship game only to lose to Forge FC of Hamilton, Ont. Bassett, however, did lift the North Star Shield with Corporal Champion PFC in 2021. There was a bit of revenge feeling the first time I played PFC last season, as a member Atletico Ottawa. But now it's just another game, said Bassett. The get-back-at-them angle was also prevalent on the PFC side after Atletico Ottawa eliminated the Tridents in last season's playoff semifinals. It was a bit of revenge for us. For sure it was in the back of our minds, said Young. But this game was about us. It was a real team performance and showed we have the capability to score 3-4 goals a game with dynamic attackers. Next up for PFC is a Voyagers Cup Canadian Championship quarterfinal game Wednesday night at Starlight Stadium against Canada's newest soccer darlings, the semi-pro BC League One TSS Rovers of Burnaby, who upset Winnipeg's Valor FC of the Corporal in the opening round. PFC outlasted Cavalry FC of Calgary on penalties in its all-Corporal opening round game. We are humble enough as a group, and respect the spirit with which TSS played Valor, said Merriman, saying his side is taking nothing for granted. The winner of PFC-TSS will advance to the Cup semifinals to play the winner of a quarterfinal between the Vancouver Whitecaps of MLS and York United of the Corporal. The Tridents' next league game is against York United next Sunday at Starlight Stadium. CDH Ean saw at timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.